It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2364. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. And with that, let's jump right in and hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Christy Kate writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. First off, thanks for all you do. I know many listeners, including myself, appreciate the podcast and especially your insights during the Q&A. I've always been very active in both my work and personal life, so until recently, I didn't make it a point to add in an actual exercise routine. I've done things like yoga challenges and other activities that didn't require equipment. Now, I'm starting to add weights for strength and toning. How do you know how heavy of a weight to choose? When do you go up in weight, and how often? I don't want to injure myself. However, I often feel like I may need to add more weight, not just more reps. I tried looking online, but there are so many varying opinions, I wanted to ask a trusted source. Thanks again." Thank you so much for your kind words, Christy Kate, and thank you for taking the time to send in your question. I'm so glad you find the Q&A episodes helpful, and I so appreciate that you think of me as a trusted source. Now first, the fact that you've already been moving your body at work and in your personal life is great. You're ahead of most people. And it sounds like you've already tried pushing yourself to try new activities, and that's fantastic. I love that you're ready for the next challenge, strength training. So let's dive in and start with this question. How do you know how heavy of a weight to choose? For beginners, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that you choose a weight that you can lift 12 to 15 times without stopping. So basically a lighter weight. This includes free weights or machines. Now, speaking of machines, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that most beginners start their strength training journeys by using machines. This is because the machines at the gym are a safe way to help us get used to an unfamiliar exercise movement. For example, if you want to know what a perfect seated shoulder press should feel like, use the shoulder press machine. Then, pick a weight on the machine that you can lift 12 to 15 times without stopping. So it's a bit of trial and error. Now, what happens if you can easily lift the weight more than 15 times without stopping? That just means you need to select a heavier weight. Now, by how much should you increase the weight? When it comes to upper body exercises, like shoulder presses, or movements that involve the back or chest, increase the weight by only 5 pounds at a time. If we're dealing with lower body exercises, like weighted squats or deadlifts, you can increase by 10 or up to 20 pounds at a time. Now, we also want to make sure we're resting in between these sets of 12 to 15 repetitions. This will allow the muscles to replenish some of their fuel for the next lift. See how your body feels, but the recommendation is to rest for 1 to 2 minutes before lifting the weight for another round of 12 to 15 repetitions, even if it's not with the same body part. Another advantage of starting within this 12 to 15 repetitions range is it will help with muscular endurance, meaning this type of training may have the added benefit of helping us get better at, say, holding yoga poses for longer. There are some that believe that this higher repetition, lower weight style of training isn't helpful, but that's not true. This is because this type of training helps recruit other muscle fibers, which will still improve strength. We have studies to show this. and I have found this to be true in my own personal experience. When I was younger, I never wanted to work with lighter weights. My goal was to get strong and look ripped. But I eventually discovered that tossing in some high repetition, lighter weight exercises actually helped increase my strength and helped me get that toned look. Now for beginners, the recommendation is to only perform one set of 12 to 15 repetitions, then move on to another body part. So for example, you could perform 12 to 15 repetitions of shoulder presses using the machine. Then, once you're done, rest for 1 to 2 minutes and then move on to another body part. Maybe you then perform 12 to 15 repetitions of bicep curls. Then you would rest for 1 to 2 minutes and move on and perform, say, 12 to 15 repetitions of chest presses. The American College of Sports Medicine says the aim is to hit all of the major body parts at least once before finishing the workout. When you're done, don't perform any other strength training for 1 to 2 days. Cardio during these days is fine if your body feels like it's ready. Now, as you get used to it, you can start to perform 2 sets of each exercise for each major body part. But what happens as you get more advanced? So let's say you've been following these recommendations for about a month and you're feeling good. You can consider changing up the repetitions or sets or both. So now that you're comfortable with the movements at lighter weights, your goal is to build strength and let's say get that Greek statue look at the same time. Well, now you can aim to lift each weight 8 to 12 times per set instead of those 12 to 15 times. So here, the weight isn't going to be super heavy, but just heavy enough so that you can only lift it between 8 and 12 times. Again, you can perform multiple sets here as well, and you can keep the rest period between 1 to 2 minutes. If you want more of a cardio workout along with your strength training, cut that rest period down to 30 to 45 seconds. Again, I would only recommend this for those who've been working out for a while. Now, as you become even more seasoned and you're staying consistent and you want to build even more strength, you could start aiming for only 3 to 5 repetitions per set. This means the weight should be heavy enough so that you can only lift it 5 times maximum. On the other hand, it shouldn't be so heavy that you can only lift it 1 time. If you're not very experienced, trying to lift a heavy weight only 1 time, what we often refer to as your 1 rep max, can lead to injury. You can perform multiple sets of this same exercise with the goal of getting 3 to 5 repetitions per set. Just know that when you lift heavy, you need a longer break in between sets to recover and regain your strength. So in between each set in this case, rest those muscles for 2 to 3 minutes. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And again, thank you so much for the question. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can email one in to health@oldpodcast.com. or if you want your voice played on an episode, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record straight from your computer's microphone, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.